Crime Alert. I'm John Lemley. We begin with a major cold case solved after nearly four decades. In Missouri, authorities have finally identified a man whose body was discovered in the Mississippi River south of St. Louis back in 1994. The man was Benny Leo Olson from Edwardsville, Illinois, a city just across the river. For more than 30 years, he was known only as John Doe. His remains were exhumed recently so new DNA samples could be taken. Investigators say those samples, combined with fingerprints that had been on file since an earlier incident, enabled officials to make the identification. Olson, who would now be around 76 years old, had struggled with severe mental illness. He was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia and in 1980 was charged in Illinois with trying to hire someone to burn down his stepmother's house. He was later found not competent to stand trial and treated at a mental health facility. Importantly, though his identity has been confirmed, investigators say there is no indication of foul play in his death. Family members say the resolution brings some closure. One of his half-sisters, Catherine Heston, reflected that while they'd always suspected something had happened, they, quote, never really knew.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Lemley.
In suburban Chicago, a fatal confrontation involving immigration and customs enforcement is stirring controversy and political debate. In Franklin Park, Illinois, just west of Chicago, ICE officers say they fatally shot Silverio Villegas Gonzalez after he allegedly tried to evade arrest by driving his car at officers, dragging one of them. Both the suspect and the dragged officer were taken to a hospital. The suspect was pronounced dead. This incident comes as part of a broader enforcement campaign known as Operation Midway Blitz, a federal effort to crack down in states with sanctuary policies. Supporters say it's about enforcing immigration law. Critics say it risks overreach and undermining trust in communities. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has called for a full investigation. Local immigrant rights groups are demanding transparency and decrying what they view as excessive force. In New York City, authorities have apprehended a suspect in a brutal double homicide involving an elderly couple whose home was set on fire. The victims, 76-year-old Frank Olton and 77-year-old Maureen Olton, were found dead in their Queens home earlier this week. Mr. Olton was tied to a pole and stabbed. Mrs. Olton died in the fire, severely burned. The suspect, 42-year-old Jamel McGriff, was arrested in Midtown Manhattan. Police were able to track him through surveillance footage and reports that the couple's stolen credit cards had been used. McGriff is a parolee with a long criminal record, including robbery convictions, and he failed to register as a sex offender last year. Authorities also report that McGriff entered the home under false pretense, asking if he could charge his phone, and remained inside for several hours before the deadly events. Our final story this hour, a decades-long mystery in New Hampshire, has taken a significant turn. Nearly 25 years after four bodies were discovered in Bear Brook State Park, one of the young girls has now been identified as Rhea Rasmussen. The case is tied to serial killer Terry Rasmussen, who died in prison in 2010 after conviction in a separate murder. He used many aliases and targeted vulnerable women. Rhea's biological mother has been identified as Pepper Reed, who disappeared in the late 1970s and remains missing. Another woman, Denise Bodan, also had long been connected to the case, but her fate remains unclear. Investigators say this identification underscores the power of genetic genealogy in solving cold cases, and they continue to urge the public to come forward with any information that might help resolve remaining questions.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.